Hey guys, ECRG here, back with another episode. As you can see by the title of today's episode, we're talking about a client, an interview preparation client, that landed a CRA1 job. So this is very, very exciting. Please give, a round of applause and please give well wishes to this person. Obviously, I'm not going to mention their name, but just want to say I'm so proud of you and all the other clients who have gotten jobs over the past few months in the middle of this pandemic. So thank you so much for reaching out and allowing me to help you realize your goals and your dreams and getting to that CRA level. So guys, the proof is in the pudding here. Sometimes it is just necessary for you to get some help when it comes to interviewing, because these positions, they don't come around too often. And sometimes you just need some help. You need some guidance to really take you over the edge, and you need an edge over the other candidates. It's not just you who's interviewing. They're interviewing you against all the other candidates. So you want to make sure that your answers are succinct, that you show up prepared, that you show up ready to ask questions, and you show up eager to kind of get started on the job. And that's exactly what we coach when we do our interview preparation. So I'm going to go through kind of a little bit of what we talked about during her interview preparation, because I know a lot of you guys are interested in becoming CRAs, especially in how to actually get to the CRA level. And this is not something that you're just going to get to, out of the blue or, right out of college or anything like that. This is a job that you typically have to work up to. And this is the same with this candidate. But luckily, she was able to reach out to me and we were able to work on her interview skills through interview preparation. We did about an hour long interview preparation and we were able to take her to that next level. And, thank goodness she was in a unit that's even harder to get into the CRA position, because I'm somewhat familiar with that unit. And they don't really have a lot of positions. So she must have really, really interviewed very, very well. So kudos to you. So if you guys are interested in any type of resume review or interview preparation, you need to email me eliteclinicalgroup@gmail.com right now. Slots are booking up fast. I'm getting busier and busier, so email me right now if you're listening.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Into this, and we can get you on the schedule. So this person emailed out or reached out. They said, they have an upcoming interview at a CRO, and it's an internal CRA training program that will eventually turn into a CRA1 position. So this is a major CRO, and in order to prepare for that interview, they'd like to take part in my resume review and interview prep program. So we ended up talking, and it sounded like she really didn't need the resume review. So I told her that. You really don't need the resume review part. We'll just do the interview prep. So that's exactly what we did. So we set that up. And typically how the interview preparation works is the first half is going to be a mock interview. And that's where I'm going to ask you a series of questions, and it's going to be really catered and customized to what role you're going for. So it's going to be a different set of questions if you're a study coordinator, slightly different set of questions if you're a CRA or going for a CRA position, and the like, depending on whatever position, CTA, project management, project specialist, whatever. Slightly different, customized to your role. So that's the first half. Then the second half, I'd say the next quarter of the interview prep, we go over your answers, how to improve them, places that you kind of fumbled and didn't do too well. And we talk about places that you did really well on the mock interview too. So that's the next about quarter. And then the next quarter after that, which is the final quarter of the interview prep, is we go over my tried and true tips, which is I've only give during interview preparation, my tried and true tips for things to help you to remember to ask, bring, make sure you remember about preparing for the interview, things of that nature. So my tried and true tips, we go over those. And then we allow you to ask any questions that you may have about interviewing, about the job, and things of that nature. So that's pretty much how the interview preparation goes. I've got 30-minute sessions. I've got an hour session. So typically, I recommend an hour because you can do a lot more and get a lot more. Get a lot more out of the session. So that's my recommendation. But 30 minutes is pretty solid too. It just kind of depends. I know a lot of people typically don't want to spend 4 hours, or they think that they are getting a better deal for the 30 minutes, and you're really not. Basically, how I like to look at it is, you know, for example, for a CRA position, CRA 1, this is level 1 CRA, you're going to make anywhere from at a minimum 70 grand. And that's really on the low end. You know, pretty much soon after you become a CRA, you can easily make up into $85,000 if you leave in a few months or with promotion and other incentives they may have. So, you know, how big of a deal is it to spend $100 on some interview preparation, or $200, or however much it is? So $200 to make $70,000 to $85,000 to me is a great return on investment. So, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that are saying, you know, spend your money here. I know those courses are expensive. They charge in 10 grand, 5 grand for those courses and not giving you anything. I have clients emailing me saying they did one of those courses, they paid for those courses at a university or with Barnett or anything like that, 5-10 grand for those courses, and they still can't get a job. So, you know, I always tell the clients, I don't recommend those courses. I recommend you spend the money with me. It's going to be much cheaper than that, $100, $200, sometimes $300, depending if you want full service from start to finish. And it's a fraction of the cost, and you get way more bang for the buck when it comes to those services. You get way better bang for the buck. And I'm going to teach you how to save your money and go and get the clinical research job that you want. So it's going to be an automatic return on investment for you. And I'm going to tell you what you really need to do to get a job. Those courses, they just think that because you have that course on your resume that you're going to get a job. And that's not the truth. The truth is you need actual experience. So, and we talk about that. We talk about how to get your actual experience. You know, we talk about how to get these interviews, land these interviews. And then after that, we talk about what you need to talk about in the interview to set yourself apart from the other candidates and to set yourself apart from the internal candidates even to make sure that you get the job. They don't teach you that in those courses for 5 grand, 10 grand. They just try and teach you all that curriculum and think that that's what people really care about, or to even think that you even need that, all that learning and stuff before you get the job, because they're going to teach you what you need to do when you get the job. So that's just my 2 cents. So proud of you guys. I recently had another candidate who got a remote CRA position too, and I made an episode on that as well. And so I just got this email not too long ago from this candidate who a client of mine who recently was able to get this CRA position. And this is fantastic, guys. Absolutely fantastic. So I made the jump to a CRA, and I know you guys can too, but you've got to do it the right way. You've got to do it the right way. So if you want any prep work, interview preparation or resume review help or LinkedIn profile reviews or anything with getting into clinical research, if you have any questions or concerns, email me eliteclinicalgroup@gmail.com. We'll schedule you with a time slot and get you on the right path. Take care, guys.